Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, and what happens? OSHA comes in and harasses you. Is somebody out there listening from OSHA? Do you approve of this? I can't imagine working for any government regulatory or... No, I'm not going to use those kind. I'm trying not to use the language like Nazis and, you know, all that BS. It's just, that's the past. We're living in the now. And OSHA's been weaponized by Governor Sisolak. That's it. They've been weaponized. And they are out harassing businesses. You want to support somebody who's being harassed by OSHA because of a medical condition? The owner of Vino 100 cannot wear a mask. Yet OSHA is harassing her. Go have a glass of wine. This is crazy. Oh, by the way, good morning. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just right out of the bat. Just couldn't even wait. Just had to spit it out. Talk and text 884-9910. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And 991fmtalk.com for today's poll question. And this is... I don't know if this is going to be the full subject of the day, but I have the gentleman who wrote the article hopefully joining us at some point today. But today's poll question is all wrapped around an article that was done on a candidate, the incumbent, for the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees. Okay. Should the status of personal relationships and Facebook posts be brought to the public's attention for candidates running for any elected office? You know, that's actually something that, you know, was one of the questions I asked. What do you want to hear more about in the news? And this story kind of runs that gamut. But I want to know from you. What do you think? 991fmtalk.com. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the status of personal relationships and Facebook posts be brought to the public's attention for candidates running for any elected office? Especially if you say something and it's not true. And just as an example, say you are happily married. Or you say you are happily married in a profile that you give to run for office. And yet you're in the middle of a separation and a nasty divorce. Do you find that that is something that the public should be aware of? Now, it's one thing if you're just, you know, a citizen. But does that make a difference? Does it open the door to the public when you run for any type of office? Do you open up your personal life? I mean, you do if you're running for president. You do if you're running for higher office. It seems to make a difference if, you know, you're in office and something happens. I was just curious. I want to know what you think. Do you agree with Squaw Valley's resort? Do you agree with Squaw Valley Resort and their decision to change their name? 98% of those participating in the poll say no. It's not needed. Wow. Cancel culture just getting out there, getting into people's business, and yet they make a stink about everything. The business caves when nobody else really cares. I don't know if a rose by any other name is still a rose or still smells as sweet, if that applies here, but wow. It really is the enemy within just making us argue with each other, which I had to put out a response email last night as I was going through stuff, as somebody took the conversation that Jerry and I had at the end of the show yesterday that I didn't particularly care for Native Americans. I had to sit back and I had to go re-listen to the end of the show from the podcast. And it's like, where is this person getting this? And I love Native Americans. The culture, oh my gosh, the origin story. It's amazing. I mean, I have my own beliefs that history will tell us other things if we actually paid attention to history. Do I think Native Americans were wronged in the founding of this country? Yeah. Do I think we should be living together instead of separated? Yeah. Do I also think that there were other people here, Europeans, before Christopher Columbus, before the Native Americans? Yeah, I do. Especially if you look at the East Coast. And you look at the ruins that have been found of Europeans, of the Nordics, the Vikings. That was all before Christopher Columbus. But that's not in the history books. That's not what we teach. We don't teach free thought either. We don't teach research. We rely on television. You know, and if you just watch Ancient Aliens, you're not going to get the best information. You need to dive into books. You need to read something. And I'm sincerely, sincerely concerned about our education system. Bob sent me this email as we've been conversing for the last couple of days. It started off with, I just spent 2 hours monitoring online third grade distance learning, and surprise, this is not going to work. I asked why. Bob's not able to call into the show, but he sent me this back. The whole class is shown on the screen in individual windows. They're supposed to be on mute unless asked to respond. Too much time was taken getting someone to unmute to answer, and when they did, you could hear one calling for mom and blah, blah, blah. My grandson was too busy dancing around for the benefit of everyone watching him on the screen. These are 8-year-olds that need a teacher looking directly at their face in class instead of telling them to unmute the computer so they can answer. If they are not right in front of the camera with teacher, or let's see, blah, blah, blah. I was reading too fast. I got ahead of myself. If they are not right in front of the camera, the teacher has to inquire if they are still there. One was not muting, so there was an obnoxious sound as if they were playing a game or had one on hold. The teacher was just trying to familiarize them with the system, but I don't think it'll be too successful, especially if an adult is not monitoring. It was entertaining as hell for me, though. I can imagine. You know what else I can imagine? Our security systems that we use for online learning. How many people, maybe it's just me, could imagine pedophiles who know anything about hacking and getting around systems to actually sit there and watch all the kids? Was that ever thought about? Was that ever brought up in this, I don't want to say mad dash, but is that anything that somebody might have thought of? I have to think about the sick parts of the world because, on average, people don't think about that. They don't want to think about that. But it's a possibility. And then if you have kids talking about what they're doing, just all the worse. I'm tired. Are you? I'm tired of all of this push, because that's what it is, push for a new normal. Now, I have a question into my expert that I turn to, Sean Meehan, but he hasn't, he hasn't gotten back to me yet. I love this. There's a handful of Republican, not Nevadans, Republican Ohio state lawmakers have signed on to legislation calling for the impeachment of Governor Mike DeWine, I don't know, saying that he violated the law and stomped on citizens' civil liberties with his executive orders aimed at stemming the spread of COVID-19. Wow. Their representative there, John Becker, introduced a resolution containing 10 articles of impeachment against DeWine, claiming the governor, among other things, violated the separation of powers by having the Ohio Department of Health issue orders outside the scope of its authority that are pretty much tantamount to creating new laws. This is a great article. I'm suggesting that maybe our elected representatives check this out. Because I'm tired of the lip service that there's nothing we can do. Really? You can make a noise. You can make a joyful noise. You can make a complaining noise. Make a noise. Stop just sitting around. Maybe we could get some national attention. Maybe somebody would look at what Governor Sisolak is doing here in Nevada to stomp all over our civil liberties. If we put something together to just impeach the governor. Because we couldn't get the petition going, or the petition was up and running and going. But because the governor shut this state down, the recall couldn't happen. Imagine that. So it's trying to be started again. I wonder if he'll lock everything down again. to keep that from happening? Governor Sisolak has run amok, and the people around him are another part of the problem. His health experts. Because obviously, if you look at the real experts, they're saying this is not necessary. OSHA harassing businesses is not necessary. Having bars still shut down is not necessary. Having churches shut down is not necessary. But why are the casinos still open? And churches can't go to the casinos and have service there? Because casinos pay big taxes. Churches don't. It's all about the money. And it's all about the power. And the corruptness that is running rampant through the governor's mansion. It's making me sick. Really is. So frustrated. And that's actually a proven fact now for all of us going to the crazy house. And I'll explain that and an article right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Wednesday. I know I'm not really adding too much to that happiness part, but we have to find it somewhere. My happiness lies within our listeners and my experts. So Sean Meehan just got back to me and he's on the road. So he's going to be getting into the Nevada Constitution and seeing if it's constitutional for our legislators to even suggest impeachment. But we do have to find happiness somewhere. We have to do whatever we can to stay mentally and physically sound. Because this is a fight. This is a war. We're in a battle for our liberties. Who'd ever thought that we'd be doing it this way? But from the experts, and, you know, there's experts in everything, these shutdowns are actually spurring a mental health crisis. Okay, the anxieties, the loss of business, the shutting down of businesses, the trapped in the homes, the everything. It is not good for us mentally or physically. You know who it's also having a big impact on? Well, obviously, those who have addictions, those who already have mental health problems. We've seen the numbers of the increase in suicides. But also new mothers are being impacted because of the policies put in place. It's not healthy for anybody. And I just received this email as I did my little rant on OSHA. Hey, I've had two experiences with OSHA on hold. Not sure if you, or actually, yeah, I cannot wear a mask and neither can one of my employees. I truly think it's someone that is mad about some comments I made on social media. It's not my customers. The first complaint. It's not customers. It's not your loyal customers who are making these complaints. It's the people of the cancel culture of the left who are just pains in the butts to begin with. That's it. Now, this is from Christy. She says she's had positive experiences with OSHA. And that her impression is that they're not fans of you-know-who either. Okay, that's fine, but that's who you're working with. Because there are others who work for the agency who just say they're doing their job. And you know what? They're having fun at it. They're having a good time. Because there are some people that thrive on that. Yep. Some people who thrive on it. The negativity, the power. But I tell you, if you keep harassing the wonderful, amazing people at Veto 100, there's going to be hell to pay. Because people are getting sick and tired of this. Protect yourselves first. If you can't wear a mask, then don't. If you are being harassed by OSHA, then get a hold of Joey Gilbert. Get a hold of any lawyer that can help you. And go down swinging if you have to. That's the only thing that's going to save us, is if we go down swinging. We'll be back after this Fox News break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this Wednesday. Love to have your opinion on this poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the status of personal relationships and Facebook posts be brought to the public's attention for candidates running for any elected office? If you want to know why this question was spurred today, then go to thisisreno.com and read the article for yourself. I'm not going to start picking at things about it because the person who wrote the article, Bob Conrad, is going to be my guest either tomorrow or Friday. So we'll hash it out there. But if you want to read it for yourself, go to thisisreno.com and see the article because it gets pretty intense. It's about Scott Kelly, and he's running for his incumbent seat for the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees. And it just makes you wonder about people. But I want to know if this is the type of information that you feel we should look at all of our elected representatives on. Everybody here. You know, the left is always going, oh, well, you said this on Facebook way back when and blah, 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 blah. So is that just the norm now? Yesterday's poll question, do you agree with the Squaw Valley Ski Resort and their decision to change their name? Well, 98% of you said, nope. It'll always be Squaw Valley to me. You can change it to whatever you want. Still Washoe Med to me, too. But, you know, I've been here for a while. All right, let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with James this morning. He wants to talk about Sisolak shutting down the churches. Hi, James. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Monica. Yeah, I'm just, I've seen that all these churches here are shut down, and I'm just kind of wondering why they're not opening up in defiance of Sisolak. You have John MacArthur at Grace Community Church in Los Angeles, who initially did streaming for about 8 or 9 weeks, and then people just started coming to church. Now there's 6,000 to 7,000 are coming to church, and they're singing, even though Gruesome Newsom is saying you can't sing in church. And Mayor Garcetti, along with Newsom, are now threatening to do all kinds of fines against him. John MacArthur has taken this to court. And by the way, his new attorney is the same attorney as Donald Trump's. And he's been on CNN. He's been on Larry Elder twice. He's been on Tucker Carlson and another lady over there at CNN a couple times with, her name is Brianna, I think. And he's opened the church. He's got Sunday schools working. He's got everything you would see in a normal church going on. And why aren't the churches in Northern Nevada doing that? I said, he's won every court battle.
In Southern Nevada, too, because remember the church service down in Southern Nevada in Las Vegas, they got around his rule by going to a casino and renting out the ballroom, and they had hundreds of people show up, did the social distancing, did the masks, but still Sisolak came back and said, no, that's not acceptable. How is that not acceptable, James? They were following the rules. But
I agree. They need to just go in defiance. Church is essential. Sunday schools are essential for young children to have.
Yeah, absolutely. But everybody is so afraid. They have so much fear in them when we all know through the Bible that he will protect us. But they have so much fear until a lawyer, this is how far we've come, until a lawyer steps up and says, I will protect you, I will represent you, I won't charge you, no one's going to do anything in defiance of tyrannical Sisolak.
Well, I think we need to get some pastors with a little bit more of a backbone up here and also down in Las Vegas and just saying we're doing it anyway. And by the way, the church there, Grace Community Church, with 6,000 to 7,000 people there showing up every week, they keep track of who comes through their elders and deacons, and not one person has come down with COVID.
And they're probably not going to. And if they test positive, well, we've seen with the NFL how that turns out, you know, with all these false positives still coming up. 77 in one session.
And Major League Baseball as well.
Yeah. James, we have to put the encouragement to all the pastors out there, to the ministers, to the priests, to just open up. Just get your flock, get them in, and get back to life. James, thank you for the call. And I wish more people would be passionate about this. And it's not just churches. All businesses are essential. They're essential to our way of life. They're essential to your family who relies on the income. And who gets to decide who is essential and who's not? I sure as hell don't want my life being decided if it's essential or not by Governor Sisolak and his board of experts who don't seem to know squat. Where are the virologists on that board? I mean, he can't even seem to look at the information that's coming from the CDC now. Or he is. And he's still just running the Democrat playbook. A lot more people, thousands and thousands of more people tuned in to the RNC convention the night before last night. Last night was good. I don't think it was as spectacular as the first night of the convention, but a lot of great speakers. And of course, now the left is just hammering everything he did. You know, they're hammering the naturalization ceremony that was held. He gave the story of those five individuals. Wow. What a proud moment to hear those stories. But the others were from farmers and from just business people. business people in this country who need help and who this administration has helped. Faith and values were also big topics last night, which we have to get back to. That is the crumbling infrastructure of this country, is faith and values. But let me tell you about Hope and Crystal, because that story brought me to tears last night. Oh my gosh, my nose has already started. You know how you get that tingle in your nose and your eyes start to water up? Just the thought of his story again. Officer Ryan Holtz from Albuquerque, he was doing his beat. He saw the telltale signs of someone getting ready to shoot up heroin. He stopped and went over. They were sitting on the grass. Stopped and went over and wanted to talk with them. Didn't turn the lights and sirens on. Didn't, you know. He approached them. And as he approached the woman, he saw that she was pregnant. And he sat down with her. And he talked to her as a human being. Not as a police officer, as a human being. I'm not going to go into the full story because I can't. Because my family has been affected and torn apart because of addiction. But the end result of the story is she wanted help. She loved her baby. He helped her. She wanted to find somebody to adopt her baby. She didn't want to abort it, yet she knew shooting up that heroin was not good. Officer Holtz and his family adopted her baby. They got her into treatment. Her name is Crystal, and she is still good friends of the family who adopted her baby, who they named Hope. Drugs, lies, the ambition of ruining our society. When you hear Nancy Pelosi call Republicans the real enemy within, the real enemy of the state, that should disgust everybody. People who support others killing themselves, harming themselves, and letting them do it, letting them live on the streets and do their drugs. Those are the most evil people I can think of. But the left wants open borders. So the human, sex, and drug traffickers can just keep working away. We find our faith and our humanity and our values in our churches. Why do you think Sisolak has them still closed? Why do you think people are having mental issues, mental breakdowns? Why do you think people are committing suicide? Because they can't be with those who lift them up. Yes, you can do it online, but it's not the same as being with the ones you love. Just like I'll be with the ones that I love tonight, because Mount Rose Republican Women's Club is having their monthly meeting. And be damned, Sisolak. We're having it in person all together. And I'm going to be one happy mama because I'm going to be hugging every single person that is there. Because I do not live in fear. And I pray that you will find the strength and others will find the strength that you won't either anymore. You have to live your best day every single day. If you don't, well, this whole thing's just been a waste of time for you. Sisolak, Stephen Sisolak, a transplant from California, is the worst possible thing, and I do mean thing, that could have ever happened to the great state of Nevada. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
Well, woohoo to you two. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with another James. Boy, I had two Brians yesterday. I've got two James today. James, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, and I'm a Gemini too, so you get two with me every time.
Perfect.
Hey, Monica. First time I've called you, we've tweeted a little bit back and forth. We both follow each other. Anyway, I just had some information. I didn't know if you knew about this. When I discovered it yesterday, I could find hide nor hair of this information on RGJ.com or even just a straight Google. But the movie theaters are all opening up. The Galaxy's open up Thursday, and all of the Cinemarks appear to be opening up on Friday.
Yeah, that came out about 2 weeks ago, and again, it goes back to the same argument of who is deciding who gets to open and who doesn't. So you can go and sit in a movie theater, but you can't go sit at a bar. You can't go sit in church. James?
Yeah,
that's tyranny.
That's a real shame, and you're exactly right. And the fact that I remember originally, weren't theaters supposed to be part of like a phase four reopening? Now that I know he's ditched all that because he won't be held to his word for what phase is what, but it's just so convoluted now with things just opening up out of the blue, and it just seems like a lot of favoritism and just, you know, the things that he wants to promote, others that he doesn't. But
people who pay high, businesses who pay more in taxes because churches don't pay. But that's exactly probably why, in my opinion, he got rid of the whole phasing series, is he didn't want to be held to his word. Now he just gets to pick and choose or who will show their support for him.
Yeah,
that's the way this guy works.
Ridiculous.
So, James, thank you so much for the call. And thanks for the tweets, too. I like being on Twitter. Sally on the line with us right now. Hi, Sally. You want to talk about gun owners?
Yes, Monica. Just to let you know what's happening in Southern Nevada, of course, which rules this state, Northern Nevada doesn't have any word. They are pushing for a domestic violence registry, and that means every gun owner in the state of Nevada, if they ever get a protection order adjudicated against them, they will go into this registry, and they will be denied the ability to buy, sell, trade, own guns. Just want to let you know that's going on while the pandemic issues are bubbling up to the forefront. All of this gun information is going on. It's in the courts right now, and it's unfortunate that we can't get your listenership to get engaged in this.
Yeah, we need to start. One of the sites that I watch on my emails and on my laptop is all of the news, all of the papers and everything in Las Vegas, because I think they're putting out more substantial information regarding the entire state and what affects us here up in Northern Nevada than our local media. So I've been following that quite a bit. Sally, thank you for calling in again. Can't say it enough. I truly can't. COVID is just a distraction from what is being removed from you, from your rights. What governors are taking away, implementing on their own, deciding on their own, who opens, who doesn't. When we come back, not only are we going to bring some fun into the show, because I've been waiting to play this song for you. I was rolling on the floor when I heard it. But we'll also come back with a way that one business that was shut down multiple times got around all the rules. And boy, is it. Yeah. Politicians are PO'd about it. We'll be back.